Tonight, we are on page 79, chapter 12, AA Grapevine Incorporated in the 2021 through 2023 Red Service Manual. To get us started, I will read the section titled Services on page 79. AA Grapevine Incorporated is one of two operating entities of the General Service Board. Grapevine functions through its own corporate board of directors, which has oversight for Grapevine and Lavinia. See Chapter 10 for information on corporate structure and financial support. A multimedia publisher, AA Grapevine produces two magazines, books, ebooks, audiobooks, a Grapevine app, a YouTube channel, other printed and digital items, and a user-friendly website. Content for these platforms comes directly from the fellowship, reflecting the experience, strength, and hope of its members. Founded by six volunteers in June 1944, the first issue of the Grapevine magazine was mailed to all AAs serving in the armed forces in World War II, who began calling it their meeting in print. It was also sent to the secretaries of every known group in North America and quickly gained popularity. Soon after, in 1945, it was adopted as AA's national magazine. By January 1949, the masthead proclaimed it to be the International Journal of Alcoholics Anonymous, a designation confirmed by action of the General Service Conference in 1986. In June 1996, the first issue of a bi-monthly Spanish language magazine, Lavinia, was published as a service to Spanish-speaking AAs. See Appendix T for a brief history of the development of the Grapevine and Lavinia. Please send questions directly to Billy through the chat. He will be answering questions throughout this presentation as he sees fit. Billy, you'll have until 2 minutes to the top of the hours, and the time is now yours.
Thanks. I'm Billy. I'm an alcoholic. Welcome, everyone. Tonight, we're going over the Grapevine. Next week, we will do all the appendixes that you have questions on. Some of them are just diagrams, whatever. Except for the following: the conference charter, the current and the original, the bylaws of the General Service Board, the bylaws of AAWS, and the bylaws of the Grapevine will be their own week the week after. All right, now that we got that under control. So we're here to talk about the Grapevine tonight. We might have time for some extra questions, which will be fine. I do want to read because it's often missed when we talk about the Grapevine. I'm just going to go to my 12 and 12. Give me a second. If you have a 12 and 12 with you, or you don't even have to, because if you have a service manual, the new service manual with you, the red one, just go to whatever document you have that has the long form of the traditions. Go to the long form of Tradition 9, because I want to start with that. So we've already talked a lot about the Grapevine Board and how people get on the Grapevine Board and everything else. But it is important to understand that the Grapevine, and there's no doubt that I get into some debates with people, but I'm just going to read you what the black print says on the page. Tradition 9. Each AA group needs the least possible organization. Rotating leadership is the best. The small group may elect its secretary, the large group its rotating committee, and the groups of a large metropolitan area, their central or intergroup committee, which often employs a full-time secretary. The trustees of the General Service Board are, in effect, our AA General Service Committee. They are the custodians of our AA tradition and the receivers of our voluntary contributions by which we maintain the AA General Service Office at New York. They are authorized by the groups to handle our overall public relations. And then this line, and they guarantee the integrity of our principal newspaper, the AA Grapevine. So if you hear people say, oh, editorial, yes, of course, editorial freedom belongs to the Grapevine board and the Grapevine editors. No doubt about it. But the integrity of the overall magazine is the responsibility of the trustees. That's per the long form of Concept 9. Now, I think I'll leave to talk about some stuff at the end. The Grapevine has a long history in Alcoholics Anonymous. Started out being put together by volunteers. The traditions first appeared in the Grapevine. It was our meeting in print, our journal. And when I got sober the last time in 1990, there were 110, I'm sorry, 130,000 subscribers to the English version of the Grapevine. Today, there is less or around 50,000 subscribers. So 60 or 70% down. The Grapevine was also meant to be self-supporting. And it was meant to be self-supporting by subscriptions. Later on, the Grapevine printed some books, and no doubt those books helped the Grapevine financially. But there's a big difference, and if you're taking any notes, this is an important one to know the difference between Grapevine books and AAWS books. The Grapevine has no original books. Zero. Every Grapevine book is putting together past Grapevine articles that fall into that category. So whether it's the Grapevine book on LGBTQ plus, whether it's the Grapevine book on atheists and agnostics, whether it's the Grapevine book on young people, I could go on and on. All that is like a best of articles for that particular category. Even though there are also best of Grapevines. So that's the difference between Grapevine books and AA World Services books. It's also probably important to recognize that the Grapevine existed long before technology, long before technology. And today, technology is obviously at a place most people never dreamed it would be, but now we have people who dream it'll even make what we do today in 100 years will look like prehistoric. But the Grapevine has been an important part of our organization. Now, some people, there's no doubt that the Grapevine was supposed to be a wide variety of experiences in AA. I'm going to put in the Google Drive a letter you should all become familiar with. It's called the Royal Shepherd Letter. Royal Shepherd was an attorney that helped put the Grapevine Corporation together. Bill W. sent him a letter outlining what he thought about the Grapevine. And there's no doubt that Bill put in there the widest opinion on AA matters. But sometimes I hear people talk about the Grapevine and they'll say, well, it has a lot of bad articles. Or a lot of articles that don't honor our traditions. And some people will tell you, oh, well, you can go to a bad meeting, right? But we all know you can't blame a bad meeting on a bad speaker. You got to blame it on the person who chose the speaker, right? That's who's responsible for a bad meeting. That's who's responsible for an inappropriate speaker at a convention or conference, the person who chooses. Now, Someone is choosing the articles for the grapevine. It's not like you just walked into a meeting and your speaker didn't show up and you had to, you know, we all know how it goes. When there's a bad article in the grapevine, I'm sure some of you will identify with this. And I'm pleading guilty. It just happened at my home group. Okay? It just happened. Where the chairperson sits down and says, I've never heard today's speaker's story, but I've always wanted to. That is not a good way to be a chairperson in an AA meeting because you have a responsibility to the audience. And we don't owe anyone to speak, and people don't get better by speaking. Same with articles. And the grapevine is powerful. It goes far and wide. So when someone writes in a story that they have two or three home groups, I'm not really sure that's good for the rest of Alcoholics Anonymous. Now, do I support that person's right to have three home groups? Of course. But that doesn't mean it needs to be an example for everyone else. Or the person who wrote that their group decided to let non-alcoholics hold service positions. We don't really need articles like that in the grapevine either. But the grapevine has done so much good. I mean, remember, the grapevine actually changed. Some of you might remember this. Some areas still do it. When correctional facilities wouldn't let even a book in with staples, some corrections committees would have sewing parties where they would remove the staples from the grapevines and thread grapevines so that they could go into correctional facilities. But think about that today. 10 years ago, when people wanted to make changes to the grapevine, people said, we need it for correctional facilities. What's happening in correctional facilities today? Books are not allowed in. For anyone that's never been in a correctional facility, books and magazines are one of the top ways to move contraband in and out of correctional facilities. So what we once thought was, oh, we'll always need to send the grapevine in. No. Now, a lot of facilities have tablets, and they can get our AAWS literature and Grapevine literature and the Grapevine magazine right on that tablet. We even have correctional facilities like the state I live in that is getting rid of US mail. No more mail. You will find a way to send it via the tablet email system or scan version. But leading up to the last 10 years, the grapevine is very, very useful. And I still believe a printed version of the grapevine serves some purpose. Just the way I believe pamphlets serve a purpose. Just the way I believe box 459 serves a purpose. Let's use box 459 as an example. You know, when you used to be a GSR, a DCM, you got a couple of box 459 in the mail. You used to be able to drop them on your coffee table at your group or your literature table. Who has time to print out a couple of box 459s? The great thing about the printed out version of box 459 is that someone who wasn't even looking for it is forced to look at it. Electronic literature is awesome, but it has one incredible downside that it will never be able to, mirror hardcover literature. And that is the ability for someone to see it who didn't mean to see it or wasn't looking for it. The power of pamphlets in a pamphlet rack is amazing. I've even talked about a woman who wrote me a long time ago, not me, but the board. She's never even read, at that time it was called the Gay and Lesbian Pamphlet. She never read it. She was too scared for someone in her group to think she was gay. But just seeing it in the pamphlet rack let her know that she had a right to be in AA and belonged in AA as much as anyone else. So you think about the Grapevine printed version, and you think about doctor's offices and probation waiting rooms and a whole bunch of other places. So the Grapevine is incredibly, incredibly useful. The Grapevine, it talks about its staff, editorial, circulation, production, finance. It talks about the duties of the publisher. The head of the Grapevine is the executive editor, publisher. And then under him is the senior editor of the Grapevine. That's current. The current publisher of the Grapevine is Chris Kay. Under him is John, is the senior editor, the managing editor. Then we have a Lavinia editor who currently is Paola from Georgia. And we've had Lavinia since like 1995, 96. Prior to that, we would only put a couple of Spanish articles in each English Grapevine. Now, there is a French Grapevine. It's called Levine, if you've never heard of it. Levine is not published by the Grapevine Corporation. Levine is put together in the Quebec province of Canada by the areas that make up that province in that region. And it's put together all by volunteers. That's Levine. The Grapevine has great freedom, but there is a conference committee. The conference committee deals with things like the preamble, because that's part of the Grapevine. The conference committee deals with should they have more books. The conference committee deals with issues like helping the board think about circulation and pricing. The one thing we know today, and the other thing I want to say that's being put in the drive, is the Jack W. letter. Jack W. was the first regional trustee to chair the Grapevine Board in the late 80s. In the early 90s, he wrote a letter about his reflections on the Grapevine. And after you read that letter, you would want to call him like Nostradamus, like everything he predicted has come true. Some of you may know this, not know this, but believe it or not, you used to not be, when you got the literature catalog from AA World Services, it used to not have any of the Grapevine products in it. And Jack wrote in the early 90s, like, when are we going to get our heads out of our ass and have one literature form? Even today, listen, I'm a big supporter of the Grapevine. I am not afraid to call out what's obviously wrong with it. But I'm a supporter of it. But it is insane that I cannot get the organization I love to send me a big book and a language of the heart in the same box. Like, that is completely insane. Why do groups have to order two boxes and pay two shipping fees? You know, we talk about unity all the time. How can we not get that together? Now, since I just mentioned language of the heart, it is one of the most useful books out there. I'd say it's equal to AA Comes of Age, but then people go crazy if I say that. But Language of the Heart is all Bill's great Grapevine articles. And there's so many good ones in there. And the great thing about Language of the Heart and the index is learning that we have very few new problems in Alcoholics Anonymous. Most of our problems have been here, and they come and go, and they come and go. The Grapevine has a board. I talked about that a couple of weeks ago. But I would tell any of you who come from a publishing or a writing background, if you see an announcement from your delegate or in box 459 for a non-trustee director on the AA Grapevine, you should apply. The Grapevine also has what they call the Grapevine Editorial Advisory Board and the Lavinia Editorial Advisory Board. Those are groups of people that get together virtually with the Grapevine editors to kind of talk about feedback and what's going on. Because we have a huge problem and we are just kicking it down the curb, can, the road. How many of you are going to the international convention next year or want to go? Okay, thank you. Here's the thing about the International Convention. We add up all the expenses and we divide it by the estimated number of people who are going. And we use a low number so that we're safe. And everybody pays their fair share to go to the International Convention. We do not do that with the Grapevine anymore. The Grapevine is not priced to be self-supporting. It is priced to lose money. It is priced for group contributions to be used to support it. Now, thank God, over the last couple of years, there have been some bright stars who've served on the Grapevine board, and they've realized that they need a podcast. And they realize that they need an app. But the app only works financially if there's subscriptions. And we need to get the word out. When we don't communicate the truth, people just think everything is going okay. The truth is, the Grapevine board put a 5-year plan on the table 2 years ago. And they borrowed $1 million from the reserve fund to move ahead with this 5-year plan. The 5-year plan is currently 65% below where it's supposed to be at this time. In another 5 or 6 months, it'll be 80% below where it's supposed to be. Unless all of a sudden 15,000 people decide between now and January 1st to get a subscription to the Grapevine app. But we can't meet our 5-year plan. And if you've read the financials, if your delegate sent them to you in the last couple of weeks, going from January 1st to June 30th, the first 6 months of the year, the Grapevine's already in the hole, close to $700,000. Lavinia is in the hole, almost $600,000. So I'm not a pessimist. I'm a realist. When people say AA is doing fine, the finances have turned around, you have to ask yourself, it's not the question, are AAWS and the Grapevine and the General Service Board doing okay? Because if we keep losing $1 million a year on the Grapevine and Lavinia, we will not only not be able to pay the reserve fund back, we will have to take more money out of the reserve fund to cover the Grapevine's cash flow. And this is what we should be talking about, and we should not be ashamed and it should not be negative. But we have to get the word out. And, you know, maybe some of the things we should think about for future conference actions. The deadline is next month, so any of your groups or areas or districts could send one in. Is I've been to a lot of regional forums, a lot. There's maybe 5 or 10 Grapevine reps for the entire region there. I am a believer, along with a bunch of other past trustees, that the Grapevine rep was a great experiment, but it hasn't worked. The truth is, most groups don't have a Grapevine rep. And because the job of, remember, it's okay to promote AA inside AA. We say attraction, not promotion, but that's for outside AA. We can scream to the rooftops inside AA about AA stuff. But no one's screaming to the roof about the Grapevine because everyone thinks it's the Grapevine rep's job. We know most groups have a GSR. Why not make that part of the GSR's job? Why not uncomplicate it and use Dr. Bob's line of you know, keeping it simple? The bottom line is we have 50,000 subscriptions and the new app with 60% behind. Now, I have an app and I read the stories in there and I listen to the Grapevine podcast. Do I always like it? No, to be perfectly honest. Sometimes I love it, but it's like anything else I read. But it's a way to engage with the fellowship. And you have to remember also that there's a lot of competition today that the Grapevine didn't have 60 years ago, 70 years ago. In 1950, there was no such thing as a self-help section of the bookstore, okay? In 1950, based on my family, there was no such thing as self-help, to be perfectly honest. But there was no section in the bookstore. Today, you go to a bookstore, the self-help section is full. Now, I'm not saying AA is self-help. I only say that because that's where they put the AA books in the bookstore, which drives me crazy too. We're a help the other guy or girl program, and they always put us in the self-help section. But in 1950, there weren't hundreds of treatment centers that had their own alumni newsletter, okay? How many alumni newsletters are out there that usually don't even cost money? And everybody that went through a treatment center gets one of them, and it has stories about what's going on there now, people that have been through there. There are even recovery magazines out there. We are competing against the modern world with something that's not modern. So we really have to think about what ways can we use it. It's amazing, you know, that inmates now can get a iPad or a tablet-like iPad device. It's amazing. We have to make sure that all these correctional facilities get in touch with the corrections desk in New York and find out how do you get AAWS and AA Grapevine literature on your tablets. There are some Grapevine meetings out there, not a lot. There are Grapevine writing workshops. But you know what we need? We need the kind of people who will go to a workshop for an hour on the service manual to be writing articles. The people who don't like the articles that are in the Grapevine, I'm not debating you that sometimes the content seems to be focused on people that just came into AA and want to change it, instead of the message that we've known's worked for decades. But how can we complain if you're not writing articles? I would hope that you're going to write an article. I'm holding myself up to that. I think I've sent in four over the times, and I'm going to write another one because I can't be a complainer. But everyone here should send in an article. And everyone here, and I'm not saying everyone can afford it. So if your sponsees can't afford it, I get that. Children and babysitting and food and parking tickets and old warrants come first. I get it. But if you have a sponsee that can afford a Grapevine subscription and a subscription to the app, are you talking to your sponsees about that? Are you asking them, are they doing everything they can to support, the AA Grapevine? Grapevine books, if there is a subject that you like or you have a particular interest in, you know what's interesting to me? Here's what I find interesting. We have all these Grapevine books. You know what there's not a Grapevine book about? Getting sober with the big book. Can you believe that? There is not a Grapevine book of the best articles of getting sober with the big book or sponsoring people with the big book. How's that possible? There's so many things we can do. Now, Lavinia, again, I'm not here to put down Lavinia. I know how much money we spend on a lot of things. And I'm not saying Lavinia should be the first place we cut money. But I do know this. We can't afford to lose $600,000 a year. We don't have that kind of money. So we have to put our heads together and come up with something. But then again, is it even fair? If you don't know, a little trivia question. This week in Las Vegas will be the National Intergroup Central Office AAWS and AA Grapevine Seminar. Some of you might not even know that exists. It's held every year. It travels around the country. And I'm not one of these general service people who put down intergroups. Like, intergroups have important work to do on the front lines of Alcoholics Anonymous, answering the phones from people who are dying. Well, this week, the people who work at those intergroups and serve on the boards are getting together. This year it's in Las Vegas. But we worry about Lavinia's subscriptions not being enough. And do you know this? In Southern California alone, okay? In Southern California alone, there are 17 Spanish intergroups. That's just Southern California. Do you know that the flyer for the Intergroup Central Office AAWS AA Grapevine Seminar is not in Spanish? Do you know that we invite those intergroups by sending them a flyer in English? Do you know that the National Intergroup Central Office AAWS and AA Grapevine Seminar is not translated into Spanish? How is this possible? And I can tell you, I just talked to a former board staff member, retired. I brought it up. If you bring this topic up, you are considered Not behaving on the board. Not behaving. It is beyond my belief. I've even gone so far as to like say, okay, I accept your position. Will you at least change the name so that you're not lying and call it the English speaking in a group central office, AAWS and AA Grapevine seminar? At least be honest about it. But just think about that. Think about all of those Spanish intergroups and Lavinia. And when we don't let them participate, and I know I hear it from people, they say, well, we're not going to pay for translation until they come. Oh, okay. So you mean they have to come and not understand anything? That's what you're saying? How fair is that? I hate to quote any movie, but it is true. If you build it, they will come. And you have to let AA members feel like there's no second-class citizens. One of Bill W.'s favorite quotes: there are no second-class citizens in Alcoholics Anonymous. It seems when it comes to the Spanish-speaking population, there are second-class citizens. Now, I could go on and on and dive right into the deaf and go on right from there, but I'm just sticking on Lavinia tonight. So I'm not here saying just throw it out. I'm saying we can't afford to lose 600,000 a year, and maybe there's some things we could do differently. Maybe there's some things we could change. I want to save the grapevine. I don't want to run it into the ground. The grapevine is give or take a $3 million a year operation. If you take, where is my, if you were to take AAWS is an $18 million a year operation with a $40 million pension fund and a $12 million reserve fund. Why is AAWS and the AA Grapevine Board the same size? Why do we need the same amount of people on each board? Why are we flying people in for board meetings? I'm just throwing these out there because when I see these numbers, sooner or later, you know what happens. I don't care if it's your house or where you work. If you lose money for a certain amount of time, you come to what our big book calls for the alcoholic who keeps drinking, the jumping off point. And by that time, the people who are left there to fix it, there's nothing left to do except get rid of it. So the time is now for people to be talking about this. But people, you know, our big book warns about it. I wish we would have taken one word from the big book and used it in our service manual. And that is frothy, frothy, frothy. That frothy emotional appeal seldom suffices for people like us. And when you have these discussions about the grapevine and other and Lavinia, it becomes super frothy. And all of a sudden, people are crying and shedding tears. And we say, we'll try one more year. But the grapevine is like an institution in Alcoholics Anonymous. It's part of who we are. But it's going to take some courageous people. And that means courageous people like you who are talking to your delegate saying, hey, we got to finally do something about this. I have a couple of questions that I want to get to, so just hold on one second. How can I get involved to translate these invitations? You can't. You have to get that committee that does the intergroup, because remember, even if you translate it, they don't translate the event. So there has to be wholesale change there. Is it correct that nothing published by AA Grapevine is conference approved and everything published by AAWS is conference approved? No, that's false. So let's go through it slowly. The front half of that is technically kind of true. Nothing published by the AA Grapevine is conference approved as an individual piece of literature. But the Grapevine magazine is conference approved as our international monthly journal. There would be no time to have a general service conference once a month with the 135 voting members to approve every Grapevine. And remember, I just started off by telling you that you get to have the widest variety of AA opinion, even if I don't like it. Yeah, the process for like to have your story in the big book, imagine if we had that for every article in the Grapevine. We'd print like one magazine a year. So the Grapevine as an institution is conference approved. The individual magazines and therefore the best of books are not conference approved. But conference approval just means the book was conference approved. We're not in the book banning, book burning business. AA literature, AA Grapevine literature is AA literature, just a different type of AA literature. Now, the second part of that question, which is why I said no, is everything published by AAWS is conference approved. That's not true. There are two types of literature that AAWS deals with: conference approved literature and service approved literature. Service material does not have to be approved by the conference. That can be approved by the General Service Board, a trustees committee, or AAWS or AA Grapevine Board. It does not require conference approval. Has the Grapevine ever published point counterpoint articles on current issues? Might have been helpful so that members weren't surprised by recent issues and maybe even understand a little of other viewpoints. Well, I could tell you this, that as a rule, the Grapevine does not get involved in conference issues or lobbying leading up. I think this might be a good idea if it wasn't tied to individual conference agenda items. How is the Intergroup Grapevine Seminar funded? By the people who attend it. That's who funds it. There's a registration cost for everybody who attends. So yes, if you were going to have Spanish intergroups attend, would you have to add a cost of interpretation? Yes. But this is who we are. This is what we do. We don't just have something. We decided to be a three-language fellowship, not them. We decided that the three official languages of the U.S. Canada General Service Structure is French, Spanish, and English. So yes, it would cost a little bit more, but there's ways to deal with it in today's world. And I'm just saying that how are we going to get the Lavinia word out if we're not even getting those intergroups together? Does anyone have any more questions before I go on? The Grapevine does have its own website, if you're not aware of that. You can download or, subscription forms. You can order subscriptions. You can get the information for the podcast. There's lots of information there. What you cannot do, and people ask this question all the time, is why can't you go from the Grapevine website to the AA.org website, or vice versa, from the AA.org website to the AA Grapevine website without getting that page break that says you are leaving, and it seems like you're leaving AA, but it has to be there because the companies are individual companies. With different cyber protocols and security protocols in place. And remember that e-commerce is accepted via both websites. So if a bad actor gets in, we don't want it to be an immediate entry into the behind the scenes of the other website. So people ask that question all the time. There have been talks in the past of merging both websites, but it's always been felt that the AA Grapevine should be separate from AA World Services and AA.org. I heard a past trustee tell me one time because the AA.org side of things is kind of the more uniform and orthodox way, and the Grapevine is where we let people have freedom of expression and talk about their personal experiences with getting sober and working the steps and all these other things. If there's an article that you don't like, don't be afraid to write the Grapevine and tell them. I had somebody sit outside a meeting when I was a trustee, and he just read me the Riot Act. And I hadn't read that month's Grapevine yet. And he said, "Well, you read this article and you tell me." And he just felt like it was so disrespectful to the gay and lesbian population. And I read it. And I was like, "Oh my God, how did we do this?" It was the special Grapevine about going on vacation sober. And like one of the first articles was from a gay man who wrote about picking up a newcomer at a clubhouse on vacation and spending the next week with him. And this member of AA said to me, and I took it very seriously, like he said, "Billy, I don't think they would have wrote that if it was a man who picked up some young female at a clubhouse on vacation. They wouldn't have printed that article. Why did you print that about my segment of society?" He was right. But I told him, "You got to write a letter." So he wrote a letter, thank God, and he got a response, and they actually said they were sorry. But so many people complain in AA and don't take action. I have submitted six articles for the Grapevine and have never been published. Have others had similar or different experiences? I found this discouraging. I'd want to know if you at least got acknowledgments. And also, I would also find out how to contact the senior editor at the Grapevine, the managing editor. And I wouldn't be afraid to write him an email and say, "Hey, I hear you always need articles. I've taken the time to write six. None have been published. Like, how come?" Any other questions? Oh, you know what? I'm going to mention one last thing. The AA Grapevine online archives are amazing. You can find any article there that's ever been written by anybody, by subject, by topic, or even by author, first name, last initial. You can even type in the word tradition, and Bill W's 12 articles will come up that were originally published about the traditions. So they are all there. What do you think AA would look like without the Grapevine in today's dynamic? That's a great question. I would hope we would come up with something else. I think we got to find a way to fit into today's world. The Grapevine was published like when my mother got the Reader's Digest, right? And just think about the Grapevine. The old Reader's Digest would have a bunch of articles in it that month. I think we have to find a way to stay in touch. Let me give you this answer. Maybe this will get back to certain people and really piss them off. But so I was recently golfing with someone who's thinking about putting their name in the hat for trustee. They're a past delegate. And they said to me, Billy, what do you think if a regional trustee once a month had a virtual meeting where people in the fellowship could ask questions? I can't use the word I asked. I used because of where I am, but I said, that would be awesome. Do you know how much rumors that would get rid of? But you know why we don't have that? Because your delegates would throw a shit fit that the trustee was communicating around them. And I think we need to get our heads out of 1950 and realize that we don't live in a world where people watch the news once a day or get the newspaper in the morning. Like, what would be the big deal? Even if the regional trustee had to say, you know what, I can't answer that question now. I don't have the answer, or we're still discussing it. But how awesome would it be? I said, listen, you want my honest answer? The first regional trustee that does that is going to be a cutting-edge, groundbreaking trustee who everybody is going to talk about for 50 years from now about how they changed the paradigm. So while I don't want the Grapevine to go away, I do think there are things we can do to, let's see. Of course, a couple of questions come in. The traditions checklist, there were some questions that came in, but it was prepared by the Grapevine staff. So is the elephant in the room eventually Grapevine only available digitally? It might be, but it's not even self-supporting digitally right now. It's losing money digitally. Is the principal newsletter really the Grapevine still? If so, what is Box 459? And maybe we need to combine those two. Maybe the Grapevine needs to have all the Box 459 articles. Maybe it needs to be part of a service and not self-supporting through subscriptions. But if that's the case, we need to change the business model. Not just ask people to always make money, but they're always losing money. All right, Brooke, I'm turning it back over to you.
All audio and video files on the District6AA.org website or the District 6 in Area 15 YouTube channel are for personal use only. Reproduction, distribution, and commercial use are not permitted. In accordance with District 6 current practice, no faces are shown in our videos and audio is scrubbed for anonymity prior to publishing. Contributors whose voices are heard have given record and release consent. Opinions expressed by the presenter are their own and do not necessarily represent the group conscience of District 6 as a whole.